We are learning Masechtas Soita, Daf Yudalot Amud Beis, and we are starting from the brand new Perek on the bottom of Daf Yudalot Ma'alef, the Perek Hoya Mevi. We're going to continue now with the Seder of the Mei Soita, of the Soita. So in the last Mishnah it said we brought her up to Yerushalayim, and the Kohen took off her head covering and ripped her clothing. And now we'll talk about the Mincha she brings. She brings a Mincha. She brought a mincha, she brought her mincha, which is a mincha sa'ir, mincha made out of barley. She brought that in a kfifa mitzvah, in this basket made out of pieces of a palm tree. And we make her carry it around the whole time in order to tire her out. Maybe she'll be maida and say, you know what, it's not worth it, I'm taka tamei. Kala menachos, all regular menachos, t'chilasam v'sayfim b'gisharis. By the beginning, they come to Klisharis, and then they end up in Klisharis. And the Gemara will explain what that means exactly. V'zu, but the mincha v'saita, t'chilasa in kfifa mitzvahs, it starts off in a kfifa mitzvahs, which is in this basket, this wicker basket, v'saifa v'klisharis, and then it ends up in a Klisharis. When you come to the makdir, you put it into Klisharis. Another difference between this mincha and other menachas, kol menacha is tuna shem levayna. All menachas need shemen and levayna, which is oil and spices. V'zu einetu lo shemen levayna. This is just flour, barley flour. That's all it is. Barley flour and water. That's all it is. There is no water even. It's just barley flour. That is the whole mincha. Kol menachas bayis min achitim. All menachas come from chitim. V'zu ba maserim. This one comes from barley. All of the menachas come from wheat. Aye, there is one mincha that comes from the mincha sa'imer. Mincha sa'irim, afbish abam in a sa'irim, comes to sa'irim, a different type of sa'irim. He is about geras, the zubal kemach. Like Rashi explains, the barley flour used for mincha sa'imer was sifted a bunch of times through 13 sifters, till it became beautiful flour like chitim. Mashenkin here was coarse flour called kemach, and therefore it was not a chosh of a mincha. Rabbi Gamil Omer, Kashem Shem Ma'aseha, Ma'aseh Behema, Kachabon Amach Behema. Since her Ma'asim were Ma'aseh Behema, she did Ma'aseh Behema, therefore, because being Mezana is a Ma'aseh Behema who doesn't care about loyalty, that's what a Behema does. Therefore, we bring for the carbon a Michael Behema. A Behema is Mishamish La'in a Zugo, so there's no such thing as a marriage by Behema. Therefore, we treat him like a Behema, and we bring Sa'irim. Now, Tosfos Dir Maschil Mevi says that the Seder of our Mishnayos, the Masechta Soita, is not exactly the Seder of Parasha. Because you look at the Seder of Parasha in the Torah, there's Kinui and Stira, then you bring up, then it says the Isha brings the Mincha to the cut, brings the Mincha up, and then the Kohen fills up a Cheres with water, and he puts in the offer, and then he brings the Isha to Shar Nikner, and then he rips the clothing, so he says Sa'irim, no, it's a Mincha al Yadeha. And so it's a different order. And our Mishnah says you bring the mincha before you went up to Shar Nikner. And in our Mishnah says, Vakar, it says you go to Shar Nikner. And last Mishnah we had an earlier Mishnah, it's about Shar Nikner before the mincha, it says in our Mishnah. In the Pasuk, it's the opposite. In the Pasuk, it says first the mincha, bringing the mincha, then the Shar Nikner. And all little differences. And Tosfos ends off, he's not sure which Seder is the Ikka Seder. He says, V'loyadana lama shina atana Seder. And Tosfos ends off, from Seder atana dafko, Seder parash. He's not sure which one's the Ikka Seder. That's our Mishnah, which discusses the Mincha Sa'irim that the Soita brings. Zokta Gemara. Tanya, look at the Braisa. Avachan Oyim Mishim Rabbi Eliezer. V'chol kach lama. Why do we make her carry around and hold the whole time this Mincha? The Mincha Sa'irim is not light. It's a Sa'irim of flour. It's a lot of flour. And it's like 43 eggs worth of flour. So it's a lot. And it's pretty heavy. It's more than 5 pounds of flour, and you're making her hold it the whole time. Why? To tire her out, to exhaust her. Why? Maybe she'll be chayzen and say, you know what, I'm tummy. So Gemara says a limud from here. If a kohen baruch was so worried about people who are shtickel rishon, this lady is not the biggest tzaddikus, because if she was a zana and beratzayin, so she's not tzaddikus. We want her to be maida. We don't want her to get killed. We don't want her to drink the water and explode. Right? We want her to live. We want her to live. So a kohen baruch was chasa, had rachmanas on her, even though she's a rasha. How much Rachmanas HaKadosh Baruch Hu has on us. Zok the Gemara, Mayim Shin Nechasu, how do you know the reason why we want to tire her out and exhaust her is because we had Rachmanis for her, and therefore we want her to be Maida and not to get the Einish of the Meisaita. Maybe Dimlik Hechel Timcha Timachik Megillah. Maybe the reason why we want to exhaust her, we want her to be Maida, you know why? So she shouldn't erase the Megillah in the water. We don't erase Hashem's name. We had this a few times. We don't want to erase Hashem's name. That's why we want her to be Maida. So Gemara answers, this man the Amo who says that the reason is because Chasa Taira al Eiver Yitzayna, because the Taira Rachmanis on her, is going according to man the Amo, Kasava, Mashke V'acha Makavis Amincha. That the way it works is, the Seyda Advarim is, you give her to drink the water, and nothing will happen to her until you bring the Mincha. The Mincha is like the batteries that makes the water work. It facilitates the water to work. So therefore, you only drink the water after you're ready. You only bring the carbon after she already drank the water. You only bring the carbon after she drank the water already. Therefore, the Mechikas Megillah was done. So why would you now try to discourage her from bringing the Mincha and making her hold it and being Maida? You already were Mechik the Megillah. Teretz is, the only reason why you're discouraging her right now is because we feel bad for her. We feel bad for her. And the Imam Shul Megillah, the Megillah was very Meichik. Now, Tosfos points out that there is a Gemara before that says that after you Meichik the Megillah, you do convince her to drink. And Tosfos has a Teretz, but the Rebbe Mefarshim asked, it's a very simple Teretz. Before we're talking about where we tell her that if you're really innocent, so drink the water. It was right after Mechika, we tell her, if you're innocent, just drink the water, don't worry about it. But here we're talking about someone who's, we're trying to get her to be Meichik that she's Tameh, so there, even after Mechikas Megillah, the Chiddush of the Gemara is because we have Rachmanis on her, she shouldn't die, and therefore even then, we still encourage her to be Maida and not die. And that's why you see that the Torah was Chasa on the Eber Ritzayna. So the Gemara Vayte. It said in the Mishnah that Kol HaMenachos are Kamud HaKlisharis and the Seifa Klisharis. The Tchilasim Seifa Klisharis. Mashainkein, the Mincha of the Saita, the Mincha Sarim of Saita, starts off as a Kifa Mitzvahs and ends off as a Klisharis. So Zakta Gemara. V'raminim, answer Kashma Braisa. About a regular Mincha. What's the Seida of a regular Mincha? Seida Menachos Kesad. Gemara is going to bring down a Braisa. We have a Kashma from this Braisa on our Mishnah. And then afterwards, we'll explain this Braisa. The Gemara will go through every line of this Braisa explaining it. So this Braisa explains us the dinim of regular mincha that's brought in the Beis HaMikdash. A mincha is a carbon that's made up from flour. So say the menachas keset. Adam evi mincha mosech beisai bekalsis shal kesef shal zav. He brings from his house in baskets made out of silver or gold. V'noyusno, when he gets to the Beis HaMikdash, v'noyusno sech klisharis v'kach v'ksharis. He puts it to the klisharis and he's mekash v'klisharis. That means even though he bepeh, he said a reza mincha, it does not have kedushas haguf until you put it into klisharis. Now, what's the difference between Kedushas HaGuf and Kedushas Peh? The difference is that once it has Kedushas HaGuf, there's a psul yoytzeh, means if it goes out of the Beis HaMikdash, becomes posel. There's a psul of a tefil yoyim. If a tefil yoyim touches it, that's a certain type of tumah, someone who went to the mikvah but didn't have Harav Shamash. And there's a psul of lina. There's different dinim of Kedushas HaGuf. So Kedushas HaGuf only happens when he puts it in the klisharis. So he comes to the Beis HaMikdash and he brings the flour, but kasa shal kesef shal zav. V'noyistol shal klisharis, v'kasa klisharis. But now he's going to allow Shamna v'levaynasa. He puts on it oil. This is a regular mincha to have Shamna v'levayna, classic mincha. He puts on it oil and spices. Umalicha eats the kain. He brings it to the kain. What does the kain do with it? The kain malicha eats on his back. The kain brings it to his back. Umagisha b'karen dremes v'ravis. And he touches it. He brings it near and touches the corner of the mizbech, the dremes v'ravis, which is the southwestern corner. It's the corner that, if you know what the picture of the Beis HaMikdash, it's right near the kir, that corner. Kenega chulus l'keren, kenega the corner. V'dayin, that's enough. U'mesalikes ha'levayna l'tzadechot. Then afterwards, he pushes the levayna to one side. V'koymitz ha'mokam sh'shrava shamna. And he makes a kamitza, which means three fingers over his palm of his hand, makes a kamitza. He doesn't want any levayna to get into the kamitza. We'll see later on in the Gemara, you're not allowed to have any levayna in the kamitza. Therefore, he makes a kamitza in Makam Shemesh Shamna. V'noyistos le'klisharis. And he places it into le'klisharis, v'kashim le'klisharis. And he's v'kashim le'klisharis. And this is the kaimitz getting a kedusha. And we'll see why you have to do kedusha again. You already put it in le'klisharis. We'll see later on in the Gemara about that as well. Malakit, then afterwards, after you have the kaimitz already sitting in this klisharis, malakit levaynasa, you gather the levayna, the spices, v'noyistal gabav, you put it on top of the kmitza, umaleu maktir v'klisharis, and you bring it into the klisharis to the mizbeach, umalchi, put some salt on it, v'noyistal gabayishim, you pour it over the fire on the mizbeach. Now, after karav kaimitz, after the kaimitz was brought on the Mizbeach. Now, the Shirayim, the Rebbe's left of it, can be eaten by Kohanim. It's called Kachim Kachim, so only Kohanim get it. Shirayim Nechalim. Let him mix now their Shirayim with wine or oil or Devash or honey. The only issue is you can't make it into chametz. That's the issue even afterwards. So Akana Braisa, they're all about a mincha. Now Ketani Mia, what does it say in the beginning of this Braisa? That how did they bring the mincha? They brought the mincha of a kalses shal kesef or a kalses shizav. They brought this mincha in baskets made out of silver and baskets made out of gold. Baskets made out of silver and baskets made out of gold. We just said in the Mishnah that it's b'klisharis, it's b'klisharis, v'soifon b'klisharis. Here it says it's not like that. They didn't come with a klisharis. They didn't come from the house of klisharis. Same thing, like, the only difference is one was kalsas yozov and one was kalsas of, and the soita brought it in kvifa mitzvahs, in a basket, a wicker basket. But l'chaira, it's not a klisharis. What does the Mishnah mean? That chiloson v'soifon b'klisharis. L'chaira here, they're both, the soita and regular menachos don't start off in a klisharis. Amra Papa Ema, what the Mishnah means, bekelim aruyim leklisharis, that a regular mincha is brought in kelim that's really klisharis, which is a metal keli, either silver or gold. Masha Enkein, the soita brings the keli that's not royal klisharis. It brings a keli made out of wicker, made out of bark from a dekel tree. So Zok Demar Machlal, we see from here the kvifa mitzvahs loy chazir. We see from here the kvifa mitzvahs is not chazi for a klisharis. So that's command, look our base root, it's not our base root, the tiny little rice. A klisharis also shalates. A klisharis made out of wood. Rebbe pais, Rebbe holds his pasul. Rebbe's ruda holds its machsher. And here we see it's not kosher. So it seems like Rebbe, not Rebbe's ruda. So you don't know. A filatem Rebbe's ruda, aim with the Amr Rebbe's ruda that eitz could be used for klisharis, bechashuvim, by choshev wood. Bechusim, by junky wood, like these pieces of a dekel tree, mi omar, lesei reisi rehuda, akrivin ola pechasecha, the pasuk says, would you give this to your minister, to your governor? Would you give this type of present so you think you give it to Hashem? So if you give something very inferior, then it's not royu, even for your reisi rehuda. And that's what our Mishnah means, that chlos and klisharis means you bring something that's royu for klisharis, specific klisharis, and then you put it in the klisharis. By saita, by Saita, they bring it in a kvifa mitzvah, which is not royu for klisharis. So now we're going to go and explain this braisa that we just learned all about mincha. It said in the braisa, what do you do with the flour that came in these baskets of kesef or zav? It's v'noista l'klisharis or v'kach v'klisharis. It's not the two things. You put it in the klisharis, name it kach v'klisharis. So Gemara thought the pshat was, is because when you put it in the klisharis without das, it's not v'kach. You have to be v'kach v'das. Sham minol klisharis emekachim eladas, which is really machlokes somewhere. So you see from here, it's a raya that klisharis emekachim elamadas. And for the Gemara, no, ema noista beklisharis akachim beklisharis doesn't mean a double thing. It means you put it into klisharis. Why? In order to have the kedusha of klisharis, which is kedusha aguf, which is more than kedusha peh, like we spoke about before. Then until now, it's only kedusha damim, only kedusha peh. Now you're making it in putting it to klisharis. It gives it a kedusha aguf. And it said, "Vayit in the brayso." What do you do by regular mincha? V'noyisin aleh sham nov levinash. They put on it shem levinash. Shem is in the pasuk. Vayitzik aleh shem nos levinash. First the pasuk it says they pour on every mincha shem and levinash. Malicha it's a kohen. Then you bring it to the kohen ve'gisha, and he puts it to the side of his back. Like it says in the pasuk, ve'via bnei aron. Like the pasuk says, ve'via bnei aron. The bnei aron. Do hagasha to the mizbech. Lashon says, "V'via bnei Aaron hakahanim v'kometz b'sham lekumtzay mesalta." So that's how you bring it to the bnei Aaron. V'koyim malicha et mizbech. So v'gisha et mizbech. It says, "V'gisha you do hagisha et mizbech." Megisha, which corner do you do hagasha? Hagasha means you bring it, you touch it to the mizbech. Which corner do you do? V'kerem deroymis ma'aravis, the southwestern corner of the mizbech. Kenega chudash al kerem v'daya. It says you do connect at the corner of the Karen, that's enough. And we'll see what the Lashon Vidaya is soon. But no, how do you know it's this corner? From where do you know it's this corner? So the Gemara, the Chsiv, it says in the Pasuk, V'zois Torah HaMincha, Hakev Ois HaBnei Aaron Pnei HaShem El Pnei HaMizbech. B'makar Pnei HaShem El Pnei HaMizbech. So it says Lashon L'Pnei HaShem, and it says El Pnei HaMizbech. And the Gemara is in a Darshan that this is two different directions, L'Pnei HaShem El Pnei HaMizbech, two different sides of the Mizbech. V'tanya, we looked at a brisa, lefnei Hashem, which means in front of Hashem, in front of the heichel. So the on the west side of the mizbech was the heichel. That's called lefnei Hashem. So lefnei Hashem, yachol b'mayriv. You would think it means a mayriv on the west side. Tamaloima el Panea Mizbech. This is the front of Mizbech. What's the front of Mizbech? Where the Kevesh is. Where's the Kevesh? On the south side of Mizbech. So it says L'Pnei Hashem, which means Meir, but it says L'Pnei Mizbech, which means Darim. Okay, so how do you reconcile both these things, two different sides? Okay, you put it on the connect at the corner, and this way you're getting both. On one hand, it's the Pnei Hashem because it's the west. And on the other hand, it's the Pnei Hashem because it's the Darm. That's the Tanakhama sheet. Rabbi Leizer Oimer, Yochel Yagashen of Marava Shal Karen. You would think maybe since it's a stira, so either one should be fine. It says the Pnei Hashem and it says the Pnei Mizbech. Either one's good. Either put it on the west side or on the south side. Either side should be good. Amrit, Tzokar Vlieza, here one side could fit for both. I'll tell you why. Amrit, Komakam Shat the Maitzah Shnei Mekrayis. Anytime you have two psukim, Echad Mekayim Atz Mekayim Dibre Chaverah. One pasuk could Mekayim itself and Mekayim the other pasuk. And the other one, Mekayim Atz Avat Dibre Chaverah. It's only Mekayim himself, but it's a steer to the other one. So what do? Then you manichim es Mekayim Atz Avat Dibre Chaverah. You leave the one that's Mekayim itself, but it's Avat Dibre Chaverah. V'toivsin, and you take the one es Mekayim Atz Mekayim Chaverah. The one that could stim with both. So the Gemara explains, Kashat Oimel Fnei Hashem B'mayriv. When you say Pnei Hashem Ma'ariv, then B'tal Pnei Mizbech. If you do Agosha on the west side, you definitely do not do the Pnei Mizbech. Pnei Mizbech is on the south side. B'tal Pnei Mizbech V'dar. U'kashat Oimel Pnei Mizbech V'dar. But if you tell him to do Agosha on the south side, on the Darim side, on the front of Mizbech where the Kevesh is, and that side, Kayamto Pnei Hashem Ma'ariv. You are Mekayim Pnei Hashem Ma'ariv. Why? And we'll see in a second. Okay, it's that. Megisho, Dorim Shal Karen, you do it on the Dorim Shal Karen. Hecha Kayim Tir. How you Mekayim of Nei Hashem? It's not of Nei Hashem. It's on the south side. Om Rav Ashi, Kusava Hai Tana, this Tana, Rav Eliezer holds, Kula Mizbech, Betzofen Kayim. The whole Mizbech was on the Tzofen. That means, we were till now learning, like the Mandiyama holds, that the Mizbech was smack in the middle, Keneged the Hechel. Because the Mizbech was 32 Amos wide. And that was also the width of the Hechel. The Hechel also was 32 amas wide, because it was a 20 amas wide door, and the thickness of the wall was 6 amas each side, which is 32. And the Mizbech was directly in front of the Hechel, and even flush with the Hechel. So now the south side of Mizbech was not any more in front of the Hechel, because it was even to the Hechel, so it ended the same place the Hechel ended, so the south side of Mizbech was not in front of the Hechel. But according to this Ban Yama holds, in Mesechtas Yuma, that the entire Mizbech was on the Tzofen side. So that means the Mizbech ended smack in the middle of the Hechel. So the south side of Mizbech was Lefnei Hashem. So this Man Diyama holds, that's Lefnei Hashem as well. And like Rashi speaks out, if you could have said that it wasn't smack in the middle, it was just pushed a little bit to the Tzofen. It doesn't have to be the whole thing in Tzofen, but pushed a little bit to the north. Then part of the Mizbech, the south side of Mizbech, we found over the Hechel. You could have said that, but he said, since there's no Man Diyama and Yuma like that, so we'll say, Rav Eliezer holds like the Man Diyama holds, cool of a Tzofen. And that's how he's Mekayim both Pesukos. We have Mechlekes Tanakam, Rav Eliezer, we do Agasha. Tanakam, which is our Braisa holds, you do it on the corner, Keneged the Ramis Ma'aravis. And according to Rabbi Yezzi, they do it only on the Darim side, the south side. Because that's the kind of both Pesukim, Pnei Mizbech and Lefnei Hashem. Now, what's Lashon Vidaya? My Vidaya. I'm Rav Ashi, because says, you put it on the corner, that's enough. Rav Ashi, it's just talking to me, you would think, to buy Agosh Mincha Gufa, maybe you have to actually, the flour itself, the barley flour itself, or the flour of the regular Mincha, has to touch the Mizbech. You tip the keli a little bit, and let the flour itself touch the Mizbech. Maybe you need to buy a gosh mechagufa. Kamash v'lon, it's enough if the keli touches the wall of the mizbech. But emach and I may taki need the flour to touch the wall. On my krav, Paul says the kriva la koyin the gishal mizbech. My krav it's a koyin. Just like you give it to the koyin. The kli it's in a kli. Af hagosha it's a mizbech kli. Same thing. The hekesh that hagosha like the kriva la koyin. Just like we give it to the koyin. It's in a keli. Hagosha is also in a keli. It says further in that price, so masalik es levoinos latzarecha. Before you do the kmitza, which means you take out the kmitza with the palm of your hand, you put the levoin to one side. Just I have to speak out, I didn't speak out before, that the mice of kmitza, it's keneged the shchita by a carbon. And then you put it into a keli as kabbalah, keneged kabbalah sadam by the carbon. Then you have a locha, then the hakrova of the kaimitz on his back is keneged the zrika of dam of a carbon. Al kaponim, here you do the kmitza, you put the levoin to the side. Why? Zokt the Gemara, the reason is, Kehechla tikmites bahadi mincha. So the Levina shouldn't come into the Kemitza together with the mincha. It's now into the Mishnah. Kamas v'alveil etzrar gargamelach. If you did a kmitza and in your hand came a tzrar, a rack, or a little piece of salt, or you carried levain, a little piece of spices, pasul. Therefore, you moved the levain to the side, so it shouldn't become pasul. The kaimitz makam shesrab shamna menalam. How do you know that you do the kmitza from a makam with a lot of shemen? The chesiv says in the pasuk mesulto meshamna megirso meshamna. It always says the pasuk mesulto meshamna megirso meshamna. It puts the word shemen next to the word silas or next to the word geres. It says the word shemen. Therefore, we learn it always has to be from the place where there's shemen. You put the kaimitz in the klisharis and you mekadesh the klisharis. You ready to mekadesh it one time. And for the Gemara, it's like dam, like we spoke out. Dam afagav de kedishte sakin betzavar behema. Even though the sakin was mekadesh the dam, because the sakin is a klisharis, it's mekadesh the dam in the neck of the behema. How the mekadesh klisharis? Still, we do kabbalah mekabel klisharis. Hachanam loishna. He also about a kaimitz, which even though it's kadosh already, you mekadesh it again in the klisharis. And then you gather all the levayna, you put it on top of the carbon, say makarav. The chesiv v'eskal levayna shel mincha is what you makarav on it as a carbon. It says v'heimen v'kumsa, and the prior post says v'eskal levayna shel mincha v'hikdam v'echarei chayach as kros l'Hashem. We see you makarav the entire levayna.